Dr. McIsaac, yes.
Okay, thank you, Jim. We're ready for the opening statements, and I understand Mr. Bornstein is prepared to go first. So, Jay, whenever you're ready there.
Okay, thank you very much. I would like at first to ask for a little bit of clarification. I was under the understanding that we had a full statement and then we were going to go to questions by the council and so forth. And so I put my answers to those two questions inside of my opening statement. And now that I took them back out, I have a very short opening statement and would request that some of the time for my opening statement can be put on the questions when I answer the questions, because that's really where some of the meat comes in of my responses.
We'd like to try to accommodate you if we can.
Okay.
We'll try to adjust balance as we go through here.
Okay. I get nervous with the green light and yellow light and stuff. So, I mean, I don't want to just start spewing out to get done.
I'll use my watch. How about
okay,
that?
There you go. Well, good evening. My name is Jay Bornstein. I'm a seafood processor. I'm here tonight on behalf of the industry to respond to your request for the perspective on quota-based management for our ground fishery and what processors' role should be in that fishery. The EIS analysis that the council and its committees have developed seeks to answer that very question. The EIS is right on track, and we urge you to proceed with the analysis. Bornstein Seafoods operates two processing plants, one in Bellingham, Washington, and another in Astoria, Oregon. We employ 300 people who process ground fish, crab, tuna, salmon, and we are just two of many ground fish processing plants located in all of our coastal communities. I want to thank you for the opportunity to tell you a little bit more about what the ground fish processing industry and why processors are an integral part of a successful ground fish IQ program. Seafood processors are large employers, large taxpayers, large utility customers, and the centers of economic activities for our local seafood industry and communities. And ground fish is an integral, important driver of this economic activity because it is a high volume, high labor intensive, and a year-round business. Seafood processors play a significant role in how a fishery operates. A successful fishery requires the support and input from all the key participants, including processors. That brings me to the central issue of tonight's discussion, as stated in agenda item C7A. The relative portion of quota processors should be allocated under a groundfish ITQ system. The answer is that processors seek a quota allocation which would allow us to be an equal stakeholder and partner, which would bring the following benefits to the West Coast ground fish fishery. A sustainably managed fishery, economically viable fishery, long-term stability for our communities, investments, and employees, a meaningful and equitable relationship with vessel owners, permit holders, and fishermen. Fishermen to have an incentive to work cooperatively with processors on maximizing the overall value of the resource with a responsible and sustainable fishing plan. And lastly, to have a meaningful role in the management of the resource and fisheries. This is what processors seek. An important step towards achieving these goals is an allocation of harvest quota to processors. The allocation is a reflection of processors' long-standing and significant investment in the industry, exactly like the permit holders. More importantly, such an allocation gives the processors the same incentive it gives the permit holders to maximize the value and efficiency of the fishery through sustainable and effective quota management. Anyone receiving allocation of quota will treat it as an asset and manage it in a way that protects and increases its value. In the case of fish quota, this means developing fishing plans that support selective harvesting within sustainable levels that also properly service the market on a consistent basis with high quality product that is competitively priced. For 75 years, our company has succeeded by establishing partnerships with boats. This collaborative relationship has spawned mutual success, and it is this proven partnership that would be carried on and developed to a much higher efficiency under a quota-based system where the fishery stakeholders work collectively together. Under this kind of a system, processors and fishermen can work cooperatively on a trip by trip, and an annual basis to minimize cost and maximize landed wholesale values. And by this I mean on a trip-by-trip basis, an annual plan is the long-term business plans that would collectively put together in how to maximize the efficiency would be where you dedicate a boat to fish for certain markets at certain times. We're not under constraints of limits during time frames. You've got a year to plan those things out, and you can plan them out in an entire year and move the vessels around collectively, individually, and amongst your fleet, and you can move fish back and forth in order to maximize the harvest. And what that means, if people are not familiar with how a quota system would work, you fish to the lowest denominator. And so if you have a very low species left on your quota, and you go out fishing and you catch it, you're supposed to stop fishing. But under a good system where you can transfer fish from another quota license onto that quota, they can continue to fish and catch the other fish in the water and maximize the complete harvest. That's what I mean by maximizing the landed amount and value. Also, the participation in partnerships aligned by harvester and processor allocation promotes long-term planning and effective applications to many of the national standards, goals, and objectives of the Pacific Coast groundfish fishery and the trawl individual quota goals and objectives. I will address these greater under questions 1 and 2. Specifically, though, the stakeholders collaborate planning as a team that will execute harvest processing and market strategies is what will fulfill those goals. There are three legs to the West Coast fishery groundfish seafood stool: the fisherman, the processor, and the market. We must all succeed in order for one to succeed. Discount any one less important than the other, and the stool will not stand. We must commit to transitioning into an ITQ system where all three legs of the stool are robust and dedicated to achieving the benefits that can be derived from an ITQ system. You can help make that possible by supporting an equitable allocation for processors. I urge you to allow the EIS analysis to proceed, that together we can make an informed decision later. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Now, Pete, you have 3 minutes, if you would like, as an opportunity to respond to what you just heard prior to doing your opening statements. Again, if you would.
Thank you very much. I probably won't consume the entire 3 minutes, and if we can all get out of here prior to 9 o'clock, I think that everybody will be happy. So, first, I am full agreement with many of the things that Jay said about trying to provide maximum economic benefits to our fishing communities and stability, and it's wonderful and it sounds great for fishermen and fish companies to work in partnership and cooperatively to try to achieve those goals. The benefits that Jay mentioned to this fishing strategy so that people can maximize these opportunities to harvest the full range of species that are available in the ocean and minimize discards and that sort of thing are certainly benefits that are provided through an IFQ system, but they have nothing to do with who those quota shares were allocated to. Those are the benefits that come by the nature of an IFQ system, not because they were allocated to fish processors. The one point that I did hear Jay make a reference to in terms of an argument in support of why he believes they should be allocated to the processors is the investment they have made. And I will be addressing investment later in my comments, but let me just state, as I've told you before, this is a commercial fishery, and everybody in it has made investments. They're not unique. We've all made those investments. Thank you.